Today on the Chamomile Ag Report from the University Extension, we are talking about moving livestock to the feed to lower costs and save nutrients. Milo Planted for Grazing cuts winter feed bills by half and keeps nutrients on the farm, says Rusty Lee, University of Missouri Extension agronomist. Nutrients stay on the land when the cattle and sheep recycle manure by stomping it into the soil during grazing, Lee says. Milo's strong root system also improves soil quality. The finely branched tillers and roots add significant biomass to the soil and give the plant the support it needs to continue standing until grazed, he says. Lee says Milo's tolerance of hot, dry growing seasons makes it a good choice for Missouri livestock producers. During the past few years, Lee and other producers found success with Milo as an alternative winter feed source. Lee says he now keeps hay on hand only as a backup. Planting is normally mid-May to early June on 30-inch rows. The intent is grain production, as the bushels of Milo per acre determines the grazing days per acre. While land with marginal productivity can produce grain, the higher productivity acres will generate more cow days per acre. Milo in the field puts dollars back into the producer's pocket. Move the feedlot to the field to reduce equipment and labor costs for harvesting, grinding, and transporting feed. Made hay costs about $1.08 per day per cow, Lee says, while bought hay is $1.26 per day per cow at $35 per bale, $1.62 at $45 per bale, and $1.98 at $55 per bale. Grazed Milo is 69 cents per cow daily on land rented at $100 per acre. Determine yield to reduce waste and shortages, he says. Allocate acreage based on estimated yield and a cow's daily need of 9 to 10 pounds of Milo grain. It is important to supplement the Milo field with protein, he says. This can be done through access to stockpiled fescue pasture, quality hay, or commodity feeds like distiller's grains or soybean meal. When the allocation is right, cows will eat most of the grain heads in a paddock within 30 minutes. Within 2 hours, they eat 70% to 80% of the Milo leaves and stalk. Usually only the bottom, 18 inches of stalk, goes uneaten. Now, calves do adjust to grazing on Milo as they follow the lead other mothers, Lee says. Grazed Milo offers cattle added high nutrition, says Eric Bailey, MU Extension beef nutritionist. Its nutrient value is similar to that of corn silage, Bailey says. He recommends supplements for lactating cows and backgrounding cattle. Sheep and goats are less enthusiastic than cattle about Milo grazing because they cannot see predators over the tall seed heads. However, Truxton area sheep producer Harry Cope found success with strip grazing. He says that sheep graze the outer edge of the field first and work their way to the center. Lee says Milo strip grazing requires some additional labor that one person can handle. Cattle must be moved to a new paddock each day. Goats and sheep need a new location every 1 to 3 weeks. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.